In New South Wales, similar scenes of mass evacuation are playing out on the south coast. Today is day one of a week-long state of emergency declaration. That's been accompanied by a warning that some towns will likely be impossible to defend tomorrow, giving locals who'd plan to stay reason to rethink that course of action. Gavin Coote is in Nowra, where tourists are still leaving.
Well, Ange, it's tomorrow when conditions are expected to get really bad. But we're already seeing things pick up this afternoon. There are spot fires showing up in areas that authorities would prefer not to see them showing up. For example, places north of the Shoalhaven River, the Currawin fire on the south coast had only been burning south of the river, and it's now jumped in spots. They've been able to get onto that pretty quickly and control those spot fires, but that's going to only get more and more difficult into tomorrow. But as far as the evacuation effort, preparations have appeared to be going pretty smoothly. You know, roads have been an absolute contrast to yesterday's, a much clearer way out with many of the major highways reopening.
Yeah, and all the areas you've been in for the last few days have been part of that designated tourist leave zone, but it sounds like some locals are also taking that advice.
Yeah, that's right. That tourist leave zone was initially, when that was declared yesterday, it was Batemans Bay all the way down to the Victorian border. Now it's been quite significantly expanded to take in about 14,000 square kilometres. That's all the way across to places like Jindabyne and Batlow in the Snowy Mountains. These are the kinds of areas that the Rural Fire Service is warning they really can't defend, that there's no guarantee a place like Batlow is defensible in these kinds of conditions we're expecting tomorrow. And as you mentioned, while this declaration was principally for tourists, now even some locals are reconsidering whether they really need to be in these areas. I spoke with Glenn Finley. He's one of the Milton locals. Milton's just north of Ulladulla, and the fire front is ever so gradually moving closer to them. If they get a northwesterly wind tomorrow, that could potentially put somewhere like Milton in the direct line of some very serious conditions.
It's an extreme condition that I've never seen before, but my plans are tomorrow to have a cup of tea, to chill out with my family, to support other people around my area because I expect the phones will be out and that sort of stuff, and just be more of a moral support because I think it'll be too hot to work, and if we need to help out with fires, we'll do our best, but there's probably little we can do.
And that nor'wester, I guess that's what you're really worried about. If that comes about, that will kind of threaten this part of Milton.
Just looking at the Bureau of Meteorology, it's going to be extremely hot. It's coming all the way down from Northern Territory through all our deserts. It's going to be probably pretty horrendous, and not only drying things out, but it's just going to be burning ash onto us, so it's going to be pretty extreme.
Milton resident Glenn Finley there. And Gav, of course, a lot of people are still coming to terms with having lost their homes and almost everything that they own. What is the mood like ahead of tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a strange one because you've kind of got this recovery in place in some places. I was just in Conjola Park where, you know, about 50-odd houses have been destroyed and people are already picking bits up, and lots of trucks in there where they're loading up debris. Others are preparing their home for any potential flare-ups tomorrow. So it's a bit of an eye to the past, that recovery, but also to the future nervously. The Rural Fire Service has been doing a bit of mapping and sort of mapped out where the potential spread will be tomorrow, and it's quite sobering viewing. Huge swathes of the Snowy Mountains, but then also on the south coast, just about every stretch of the coastline from Nowra to Bega will either be under direct threat of the fire front or embers, and this has made residents like Ulladulla locals Jan Wayland and Shirley Muller among those feeling quite apprehensive.
Oh, a bit nervous, you know, you just don't know. I've got a lot of trees at the back of me, big forest, so that goes. We're all gone.
And you plan to stick around?
Oh, yes, I've got nowhere to go. I certainly don't want to go back to... I could go to Sydney to my daughter, but I'd rather stay here. Go and sit on the beach.
How about you?
Now, we have nowhere else to go, so until we're in a reasonably safe area. We're not at Conjola or in the bad places, but, I mean, if it started to come over to Mollymook or where Shirley's at Ulladulla, we would have to think about going down the beach. There's nowhere else you can go. Yes.
And it appears tourists are heeding the warning to get out early.
Yes, because it's a hindrance to the fireys and everybody, you know, when they're on the road. Yes. I noticed this morning the fire engines had to go on the wrong side of the road. They couldn't get to where they were going, you know, with all the traffic.
Jan Wayland and Shirley Muller in Ulladulla, and Gavin Coote reporting there from the New South Wales South Coast.